Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. With spring semester in full swing here at UMD, the students in the UMD School of Fine Arts are putting up their final senior exhibitions, a capstone to their degree. Currently on display is the work of Nevada Little Wolf and her show, This Is What Democracy Looks Like. And tune in next week as we welcome Molly Strife and Andrew Rivera for their show opening April 4th. And today we welcome Eric Kaczynski, whose show opens Tuesday, March 28th. It's called Innermost.
My name's Erica Kaczynski. I'm a sculpture and ceramics major. My show will be all ceramic stuff.
Tell us what's in store.
So the show's called Innermost, and it's about queer people and the space that they take up. I started working on this project last summer, exploring my identity more and other people's identity and stories in relation to being queer. So I started making a series of nesting sets based off of narratives that got sent in from people, local people in the Duluth community, talking about an emotional experience or just a daily experience or something that had an emotional effect on them. And then through that, I created these little story pieces, and you can take them apart and read them in different ways. The nesting pieces will be taken apart so you can see inside of them, but they do all fit inside each other. I'll leave a few pieces together because there are cutout windows so you can see different layers of the stories. And then there's a few bigger pieces which are kind of from a different body of work.
Talk about the decision to make this, to bring these stories to life in ceramic.
A lot of it comes from my own personal experience and my daily lived experience. And I think that general society doesn't get to view queer experience as human experience. And I think that that's really important to talk about. And I've also been thinking a lot about historical context and how queer people are traditionally eliminated from history and not talked about and not included, even if they were there and they did have an effect. And I was thinking a lot about fossilizing our experiences and creating a permanent record.
I love that it's stories. Is there one that really motivated you to finish this body of work, or one that pushed you forward besides your own?
Yeah, so I got a spoken word piece from someone. It was anonymous, and I really liked it. It says, "I'm stuck here. My body is foreign to my own. I paint it, and it is foreign to my own. I am stuck hiding in the marrow of my bones, trapping myself and sucking myself in. I am a stranger in the people other see in me. I cry the first time for everything. I cry when I'm vulnerable because I know the second after I will not be able. I will suck the marrow back into my bones and live my life in shame of not sharing who I am. It's better than being in shame of who I am in the eyes of people who say they love me." Yeah.
Wow.
I've gotten...
That's powerful.
Yeah. I've gotten a lot of really deep, really, really sad things. But I've also gotten a lot of happy things.
These are very personal stories.
Mm-hmm.
Are there parts of the stories in the show, or is this all interpretive for the audience?
I included some of the language that was provided for me that was really powerful, and I just kind of hand wrote it on the pieces. And then there's imagery that relates to the story.
What does it mean to have this as a capstone? Talk about finishing your work here at UMD and about having a show.
Yeah, I mean, it feels good. Everything's kind of tied together. This year I'm on the Queer and Allied Student Union Board, so I've really gotten to know the people that have inspired the work. Feels like things finally make sense.
Erica Kaczynski opens her ceramic sculpture show at the Tweed Museum of Art on Tuesday, March 28th. Student shows at the UMD Tweed Museum of Art have a public opening reception on Tuesdays from 4 to 6 p.m. More information at KUMD.org under Radio Gallery. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.